This week, 324 members of the Delaware Army National Guard are preparing for a year's deployment in Afghanistan. As the military band played against the backdrop of a crystal clear but cold Saturday, a crowd of around 2,500 gathered at the University of Delaware Stadium for the departure ceremony of the 198th Expeditionary Signal Battalion. They were families and friends, and many of them held tiny American flags handed out as they walked up to the bleachers. Bonzella Wilson was seen off her best friend, Bronte Wilson, who will be shipping out for training and then Afghanistan.
I am feeling overwhelmed for words. There are no words. Just walking into the stadium here is just really overwhelming, just to see the families coming out and just to know what the families that are left behind are going through. So really, it's just really too overwhelming for words. Just seeing the flag, just even things just like seeing the flag is just things that really just runs chills through your body.
But Afghanistan is a dangerous place, and there was a certain levity to mask her apprehension. So was there anything special her friend wanted her to do?
Prayer, lots of prayer, just to deal with it and just to know that I will see her in a year. So just holding on to that. She said she wants a big party when she returns, so that's what we plan to do.
Often lost in the great debate over foreign wars are the families that see their loved ones sent out seamlessly from the country. And during the invocation, Chaplain Nathan Dixon took note.
We do not just pray for them, but also for their family and friends who remain home. They are a vital part in their mission success. We thank you for their sacrifice and we're grateful for it. May they also find grace and calm in the face of the trials they will have at home.
As the bagpipes played and the drummers marched down the field, a number of family and friends held signs with the names or the pictures of those leaving for overseas. Among them was Rick Snipes. He held a large handmade sign for his son-in-law, Sergeant Aaron Marshall.
It's the support of the 198th, you know, for the families, for Sergeant Aaron Marshall. And it says, Sergeant Aaron Marshall, husband and daddy, and it says, you'll be missed by all.
How are you feeling today with this departure?
This is the second time that we've been with him, you know, for being deployed. And he's going to go do a good thing, and, you know, he'll come back. And, you know, we're good with it, you know. We've got a lot of family support, my daughter does, and with their kids and all, you know, so we'll be with them.
Another father, John Neal, had two sons shipping off with the unit that day, Sergeant Douglas Neal and Sergeant Lyle Neal. He says someone has to do the job, and that's what his son signed up for. But both at the same time, that was a tough one, he said.
Got a new daughter-in-law and going to have a new granddaughter come August. So it's going to be a little different. Yeah. Anytime you got both your sons going at the same time, that's kind of rough.
There was among this crowd a sense of excitement and pride, but also there is apprehension for the safety of the troops. Christine Allen, whose brother Daryl Harmon has already seen three deployments, says she hates to see her 44-year-old baby brother go. But this is the life he has chosen, she adds, noting that he has been in the service for more than 15 years.
We're sad. Everybody's sad. Yeah. But this is what he chose to do, so we support him on that.
Flo and Alan McDonald sit quietly, alone in the stands. Her daughter, Brittany Lewis, is shipping out for the first time.
I don't want her to go.
It's when she leaves is when it's, you know, you just kind of, you know, put it out of your mind that where she is and stuff and try to go day by day and just wait for her to come home.
But they add they will pray and keep in touch with her through Skype and email. There are pop songs that are heard over the public address system, ones that could just as well echo the feelings of the many wives and husbands. Dale Bienkel sits with her children contemplating departure of her husband, Sergeant James Bienkel. She looks for support during the upcoming year to those who know her situation best.
The key is making friends, you know, and staying close with your friends by either their spouses are overseas and or just, you know, support for the kids, making sure the kids have, you know, that's the biggest thing is making sure they have support. It's a little bit harder for them.
Her 11-year-old daughter, Mabel, a bit shy, fidgets while watching the ceremony.
How are you feeling today with your dad, who's going to be going off pretty soon?
I feel happy that he's going, but then I feel sad because he's going to be gone for a long time.
Concerned about his safety at all?
A little bit, but I know he's not going to do any fighting or anything, so He's good.
There are a number of vets whose sons and daughters, as well as husbands and wives, are shipping out. One is Andrea Chain, an Army veteran who served in Afghanistan. Her husband is Sergeant Mark Chain. She believes it's easier for her knowing what it is like to be there.
I was in, so I've already been. So it's he's ready to go and do what he has to do. It makes it a little bit easier when you know what it's like over there.
Up in the stands sit Raul Gonzalez, who is still with the unit, and Troy Simons, who is retired. Both served in Iraq together. Simons had a son that's been deployed, and while he himself may have served, his son going over, well, it comes with a lot of trepidation.
It was not okay for me, because it was okay I went, but that was my little baby. He just turned 21, and he's field artillery right out with the big boys. In our family, we've all served since the Civil War, so it's heritage, and my son wanted to go.
Gonzalez and Simons both say the basic rule while in such a hostile environment is to reassure their loved ones that they are okay.
Always keep in touch with them, that's all. Let them know that you're doing okay.
You worry about your battle buddy and who you work with every day. You can't worry about whom. And the spouses are good, and they don't tell you problems. They tell you about all the good stuff that's going on, because that's important to keep us motivated too, just like them.
There are, of course, organizations to help the families out, such as the Delaware National Guard Family Program. Behind the stands are tables for a number of such organizations. One is Delaware Boots on the Ground, and it has T-shirts. Kim King with the organization.
It's a handprint, and it says, I've been touched by deployment, and just letting it's good for their families, and just kind of letting them know that when they wear them, everyone knows that there's somebody who has been somehow touched by deployment. Some of them are their kids, their parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents, but lots of families are touched by deployment, and there's a lot out there.
King also has a son in the military, just went in, is now getting training in Texas as part of a medical unit. King says the best advice for family she ever got was this.
If you don't give him 110% support, then when he's out there, because he loves you, he's going to be worrying about making sure he's okay for mom. So you need to give him that 110% so he doesn't think about you, because it is who he is.
And then there's coming back to the United States. Michelle Bear is a mother who is also seeing someone off today, and she has the benefit of hearing from soldiers when they return.
I work at a veterans bar, so I hear a lot of the young ones that are coming back from previous deployments, so it is scary. Mentally for them. I know for them they have a lot of support groups for them, so I don't know. It's scary.
And veteran Troy Simons observes that there is a very definite transition when returning from such a dangerous environment.
You kiss the ground and you're like, you're home, but it took a while. It took time to, I knew I was home, and my kids and my wife knew I was home, but mom was boss for a long time. And you have to learn to integrate. We had programs for that. They helped us go through some adjustments. You know, when you come home, you stay away for a little bit and you rekindle with each other to get past some stuff, and you get back to the family. You just got to learn to be back together.
The dignitaries assembled for the ceremony, with Delaware's two senators, Tom Carper and Chris Coons, as well as Congressman John Carney on hand. But when the festivities are done and the men and women fly off to their year-long mission, it will be the families that are left to get on with daily life as they wait for their loved ones to come home. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.